Hey, Emmy Mack here with your hard and heavy headlines. Kicking off today with some Foo Fighters news. So if you want to see the band's new horror movie, Studio 666, friendly reminder, it's hitting Aussie cinemas this Thursday night and screening for just 1 week only. So get in quick. Now, you remember last week, Dave Grohl and co dropped their heaviest song ever to plug the film's release. It's a full-blown thrash metal tune called March of the Insane. It goes like this. Yeah, and today we've got more news. So we've just found out the Fooey's have actually recorded an entire heavy metal album as the film's fictional band Dream Widow. Yeah, so that means, I guess, get ready for plenty more heavy metal Foo Fighters. Some great news for live music in Melbourne and Sydney. Singing and dancing are back on. It means festivals are a goer and we don't have to settle for sit-down gigs anymore. Nice to see some of these COVID restrictions finally getting wound back. Of course, it also means all systems are go for Unify Gathering next month. Hey, another one of Australia's rock and metal festivals, Uncaged, has just announced the finalists for its local opener competition. You can head along to their website to vote for the local band you reckon most deserves to open the festival in your city and share the stage with the likes of Wolfmother, UMI, Shehad, and loads more. And finally today, here's a funny one. Actor Jason Alexander, who you might know as George Costanza from Seinfeld, is learning bass guitar. Yeah, he's promised that in 5 years' time, he'll even play us the Seinfeld theme song. Now you're up to date on all the latest rock, punk and metal news. And for more updates, keep it locked on Triple M Hard and Heavy.